Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Paul Kuharski, Nick Kieser here with you on this Thursday morning. Preds coming off a win, a shutout win, on Tuesday. They'll be looking for another one tonight, and to help us talk more about that, we head to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Predators head coach, Andrew Brunette. Andrew, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. Doing good.
Are you a big Christmas guy, big festive guy? Do you listen to Christmas music? What's this time of year like for you?
I mean, I try to. My wife hates it, so I usually get shut off pretty quick. But, no, I love it. I'm a big Christmas guy. Obviously, you know, over the last course of probably since COVID, it's been a little bit less. You know, I love the socializing, the family thing. And it's been a little bit less the last few years, obviously moving around. I love this time of year. I love Christmas music. I love just getting out, walking around, seeing the lights and all those things.
But the headline is Mrs. Brunette is a Scrooge.
Well, that's, we have matching sweatshirts, and that's what she has.
Nice. I love it. So, Andrew, a late-night trade last night. Alex Carrier to Montreal. You get Justin Barron back, a former first-round pick from 2020. Just kind of what went into that decision to move Carrier, and what do you make of kind of the way your defense is structured right now?
Well, obviously, you know, where we're at this year, you know, Justin's a guy that organizationally we've had our eyes on for quite a while. I know through last year he's a profile we were kind of looking for. So I've heard his name numerous times. Somebody they were very excited about getting, especially, you know, 6'2", defenseman that moves well. And, you know, with Carr, you know, he's been a great teammate, great player here for us for the time I'm here. And I just think where we were this year. And unfortunately, you know, we had to expedite the process here a little bit.
The change of Stamkos back to center or to center after a long time on the wing done for you, and what kind of effect have you seen on the other guys out of that?
Well, I think it's freed him up a little bit. You know, Stammer's still a really good skater. And I think for him to kind of get accustomed, he's, you know, playing the wing for quite a while in Tampa. And I think playing here is a little bit different. Obviously through the middle of the ice, we're built a little different than Tampa was. So I think he felt a little bit better. He had the puck a lot more. He's skating a lot more. I think the way we play, he's getting himself in positions to be a little bit free, you know, with odd man rushes. He said, I'm going to break away the other night. So I think for our group, he's really kind of solidified down the middle the way he's playing. You know, we've had a hard time finding guys to play with, certain guys through the middle of the ice. We've had some centers that, you know, were didn't really step it up and kind of fit into that role. So he fit in, and I think it makes us a better team, especially if he continues to play this way. I mean, I think him, Phil, and Marchie have been really good together, kind of the chemistry we've been looking for this, you know, this first 25, 30 games here. And, you know, with O'Reilly, he plays good with everybody, so it's good to get that line going. And then you have, you know, Novi, Vange, they've got really good chemistry. So it's starting to sort of come together line-wise, chemistry-wise. It's been a process, for sure, to say the least. And then, you know, I think Big Max's and Smitty, those are, you know, some of their best games here the last few. So you're kind of excited that hopefully we have something that sticks here for a while.
So you brought up, you know, Stamkos and the speed that he's got. I'll admit, Andrew, like, I've watched him, and I'll be watching him come up through the middle of the ice. I'm like, man, he is flying out there. And then you go look at some of the numbers, and, you know, he's got, you know, burst of over 24 miles an hour. I think he's like third in the league right now in max burst that he's had this year. Have you even been a little bit surprised at how well he's skating right now since he's moved to center ice?
For sure. I feel exactly the same way. I got that. I saw that on somewhere or another. Somebody sent it. I'm like, really? That number is pretty, it was like in the top in the league. Yeah, I think he, you know, with him, you know, playing with, in, you know, with the centers that he's played with the point and Cirelli, I think he, you know, playing left wing, there's probably a little less skating. You know, especially when you have those two guys that carried up the ice with a lot of speed, and you kind of forget how well he can skate. It kind of reminded me when he first kind of came in, when he did play center and he was skating through the middle of the ice, and that was one of his attributes. And I think as their team, you know, got into the deep through the middle of the ice, he kind of fell into the, not even fell in, but moved into the wing spot. And you don't really see him quite skating, you know, because he's not quite the freedom coming through the middle of the ice full speed. And now you see him with the puck You see him come through and you're like, wow, it almost turned back the time a little bit on him. And that's kind of what I remember him a little bit when he broke in the league. So it's been really good for our club. You know, obviously, you know, we've had trouble with that center ice position, filling in the top two lines. And, you know, he's been real good since we put him there. So as a coach, you're excited to see him move the way he is, and seems like he's enjoying it a little bit more.
So going back to the Carrier thing, you mentioned, you know, where you guys are at right now organizationally and that factoring into decisions. I have to wonder, too, like how much of this is also seeing what Adam Willsby has done and the way that he's played and thinking, man, that guy is an NHL player, and it doesn't look to me like he's going anywhere anytime soon. I've been really impressed with what I've seen from him.
Yeah, he's been great. You know, I think he's come up. Obviously, it's a small sample size. You're always a little bit weary. I've liked him since I've seen him, you know, 2 years ago in camp, a year and a half ago in camp. And just the way he moved, you know, I think the way we play with his feet and how he's able to close space and gap up and swing in and all those things that we value in the way we play, to see him. And then down with Carl and his group and how he's developed, I've been seeing him in camp this year. I was with Joel Quenneville, came to our camp for a day or two, and we were just kind of watching. And he, you know, he's got an unbelievable eye for defensemen and the way the game's played now. And he saw Willsby and he said, who's this guy? I like this guy. You know, so it's kind of funny he said that and didn't even talk about him. He goes, this kid will play. And I was like kind of interested. You know, obviously I really liked him, but it was interesting he picked up on it so quick. So yeah. He's been really good. You know, and then Blankenberg's come up and he's played, you know, in that role. He's played really well for us. Seems to maybe with Brady Shaler developing a little chemistry right now. So, yeah, I mean, I think with Carr, he's been, like I said, he's been such a big clog in our group since I've been here. I think the profile we're getting, we don't have a lot of those 6'2", 6'3", defensemen coming. So I think with Justin, he fits that. Obviously being a, you know, highly touted defenseman coming through the system through Colorado into Montreal and the history of how Todd and the Predators have developed defensemen, I think we're excited to see if we can change the profile. In the same time, sad to see Carr go, but unfortunately in our business and how our start, you know, kind of started here this year, you know, the organization kind of picked up that process here a little bit.
Might this trade tell us anything about where you might be heading in the coming weeks or months?
I think in hockey, it's day to day, and especially in the NHL right now. I think this is somebody, you know, the trade was somebody that the organization had targeted. You know, I thought we were going to get him last year. So I think it was somebody that they were very excited about that came along. I don't think it changes our day to day attitude. We still believe in this group. These other kids have stepped up also and maybe made them a little bit more expendable. You know, and then obviously the Lowe's and Yost hopefully coming back. You kind of, you know, your decor is pretty deep. So I don't think it's changed anything. We still, again, believe in this group. I think the way we played the last three games, and even if you knock out a few games on the road, the probably 8 of the last 10, I've really liked our hockey game, you know, how we played. And a lot of those, when you play that way, usually you win 2-3. And you never know when you start winning 2-3 what happens. And it's shown in our league the last few years that, different from so many different years, that teams have kind of gone on runs both ways. So we just want to stay in the mix. We're day to day. We got a big game today, and you know, we'll deal with what happens after.
So Andrew, you talked the other day about, you know, Svechkov going back down to Milwaukee, that being kind of a part of the plan here to give him a taste at the NHL, see what he's got, and then, you know, go down to Milwaukee, season his game a little bit more. You know, it wasn't perfect, obviously, but I was pretty impressed by what I saw from him. He got a really good shot, you know, can skate pretty well for a guy his size. And you were pretty complimentary of him the other day. So just what did you see from Svechkov during his time here and kind of building out long-term here when you're talking about him as a first-round pick, LaRue's been up as a first-round pick, has been playing really well for you guys. How do you kind of view, I guess, those two, the job that they've done and what that can mean for your group moving forward here in the future?
Well, with Svech, you're really excited. And ever since you've seen him, you know, a year and a half I've been here, I've been really excited to see him. And understand, obviously, being on the other side, understand, you know, the process of developing, the process of playing big minutes in the American League on the power play and the penalty kill, and then getting a little taste in the NHL. And I saw, you know, really, you know, which I love is his pace up through the middle of the ice. I think that's something we you know, the way the game's played now, I think that is such an important part of how you build a team. And he's coming through the ice full speed. He's got great hands. He's got good vision. He's very reliable defensively. I think he's got a little bit more offense to give, but he'll figure that out for sure. But no, he's an exciting player. And then his profile of you know, being 6'2" and strong. I mean, you're really excited. I, of course, jealous, you know, selfishly love to keep him, but big picture and the best for the kid is get a little taste, go down, play big minutes, do your thing down there, and you'll be back up and you'll be better for it. You know, and then with Zach, I think Zach's earned everything he's got this year, right from camp. I thought he was one of our best players in camp. He went down for a little bit, got his opportunity, started on the fourth line, proved to us that he had a little bit of that checking mentality, can be reliable, he's strong on pucks. And then he moved himself up the lineup where he's penalty killing, he's on the power play, and he's playing on the second line right now. And the key for all those young kids is earning it. And then when you get yourself up there is to stay. So I think he's in that process. But he's very, I would say, instincts for the game are very high. His compete's very high. I love that he's got that ability to hound pucks. And I think with our group, we need a few more of those guys. And he's stepped up and taken that role.
Yep, no doubt about it. Well, Andrew, really appreciate your time, as always. Looking forward to the game tonight against Pittsburgh. Merry Christmas to you and the family, and we'll talk to you soon.
Good luck.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, guys. Happy holidays.
Thanks.
Absolutely. Andrew Brunette, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Preds in action tonight, taking on the Pittsburgh Penguins. Puck drop at 7 o'clock, pregame at 6 o'clock here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. The Rob Rant coming up next. And PK?
Bring it.
I just read something that I almost can't believe is real. We'll get into that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.